Okay, so Hadisha, we're going to do, we're going to continue with the sugya of Ksivasket al Yisurei Hana. But in addition to what we did yesterday, I think we're going to try to show it a little bit more from the actual, a little more in text, show a little bit more of the process from the actual text of the Gemaras and the Rishon. Okay, so we're going to start off with a like a step walkthrough of the textual approach, and then we're going to continue with the Ksos. Okay, so open up the Gemara. One second, going on in the Gemaras. Okay, so from the Gemara, right? We started with the situation of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, right, Yechelna lemifsoi lekule gita da'alma. I could pass on any get. So Amar Le Rava, Rava says back, my time, why? If it's because it says you need to, it says v'kasav. V'hacha ihi kakasva, like she's the one who pays for the writing. So Dilma knui aknu le rabana. Okay? So if it says v'kasav, so it needs to be his, so, and she's the one who pays the sofer, so we can get around that because you know, there are hefker bets and hefker, there are banan or makne, the get to him. Okay, so already it's clear that he needs to own the get. Okay, ela mishum diksiv v'nasa. Okay, not only does it need to be nichtav by him, not only does he need to own it, but he then needs to give it to her. V'hacha lo yahiv lamidi, and he's not actually giving her anything. So why? Because it's not shave apruta, right? Rashi adds it in for us. Right? He's not actually giving her anything significant. All right, so we have two levels already, the actual owning of the get and the giving it over might have to be nesina chashuva. So dilma nesina's get he, right? Maybe giving over the get is sufficient. And now we're saying, it's not that you need to give over the get and you also need it to be, let's say, right, and sina chashuva, giving over the get is sufficient. Teida, the shochu mitam, kasva lishurei hana kasher. Right, it must be that the sina chashuva, even if it's not so valuable, is okay, is sufficient. That's what's important because even if it's written on lishurei hana, which have no value, it's still kasher. Okay, so basically, we have a process going from, you know, Rav Chisda saying, oh well, you need him to write it and to own it, and then give it over to her. And the nesina might even need to be a nesina chashuva, right? Of a shava prut, at least. It needs to be meaningful, significant, and valuable. We basically rejected that. I said, no, right? It doesn't need to be a nesina chashuva of a shava prut. What's important is the giving over the get, even if it's less than a shava prut. And I can prove that from the fact that it can be given on Yisurei Hana. Right? And Yisurei Hana have no value. Sorry. Okay? So now the Gemara takes a step back and says, wait a second, right? The whole premise of our first discussion was essentially that you need to actually own it and give it over. Right? How can that be true with a davar she yisurei hana? Right? It's valueless. Kufa, shelchu mitam, kasva yisurei hana, kasha. If you wrote it on yisurei hana, it's kasha. So amar bashi, afana na mitanina, we have the same principle. Al shazayis, right? If you write it on the leaf of an olive tree, right? Same thing. It's not worth anything. So you see that the actual giving it over doesn't have to be valuable. The important thing is that you give it over. So the answer to the Gemara is that Dilma Shani Allah Shel Zayis, not necessarily, because Allah Shel Zayis Chazil Et Starufe, right? It's not valuable, but it has value, right? It's minuscule value. But it's definitely something you could own, especially if you were to combine it with other things. Right, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kasva Yisurei Hana Kasha. Okay, what's also important here is that what do we say? We said after we said this maimer of Kasva Yisurei Hana is kasher, the Gemara adds on that that's gufa, that's the halacha. Now, it's not so obvious to us, right, that Kasva Yisurei Hana would automatically be kasher. Right, at the end of this discussion, the Gemara goes out of its way to tell us that that's actually how we paskin. Okay, even though it never said that it should be possible, right? So at the end of the day, we definitely see some sort of issue in Yisurei Hana, which at the end of the day is going to be okay, and we pass in that as kasha. Now, the question is why, right? What process have we underlined? And definitely in terms of our havaminas, we started with there being a tzorech for nisina of something that you own, right? It might even need to be a shava pruta worth of hakna in order for us to consider it a nisina chashuva, right? A meaningful act of acquisition. She has to be kone something valuable in order to say, oh, she's really kone the get. You really gave her the get. Then we said, no, what's important about the get is the fact that it's a get, not this, not its monetary value. Right? But that whole process, we started off from the perspective of there being monetary value to the transaction, right? To the giving over of the get. Numaskana, we said even in something that has almost no value or no practical value, or even Isurei Hana is good enough, right? But again, the question is, how far did we shift from our Havamina to our Maskana? Did we say, oh, well, Havamina is, it needs to have monetary value, and the giving of the get is a Maisa Hakna, and what creates Gerushin is the fact that now she owns the get, right? You have the get, you gave it to her, and she was Kone the get, and now she is a Bas Chorin, right? What a parallel to that be? Some like a similar process, if we really see it as a Kenyan, mechanically. What do you guys think? Where in halacha do you have something where you have to be makna someone a shtar, and then right there dissolves the relationship between them, or it's makna them, and they. What do you say?
Are you thinking of Kedushin?
No, well, Kedushin is the opposite. Right? Kedushin, right, give her the shtar and then they're married. But I mean, you're right. That's definitely, would the same thing apply by Kedushin, though, in the opposite direction? That's a good question. Although that's a little, we know a little bit less there because we have to figure that one out. That's good for a question, right? Now, could we apply the same thing to Kedushin, right? However, we look at Gerushin, do we say, two questions. What are the two questions? How would this impact Kiddushin?
You can do shtar without any value.
Right, so can you give a shtar without any value? But what would what are the two factors we'd have to evaluate in order to decide that?
If we're looking at Nesina by get, you need just a Nesina by Kiddushin also. Is it the same requirements of a Nesina as you need an actual Kenyan? Does the whole thing of Isur Hana apply, or is it a whole different Marecha?
Right. Is it, or do we say, you're doing the same thing, but Gid and Kiddushin are the same, it's all fine. So whatever works by Gid and Kiddushin works by, again, and works by Kiddushin. Fundamentally the same process. So if you just need a Sina without a Hakna, that's also good by Kiddushin. Or no, Kiddushin is something different. And number two is, if you say Kiddushin is something different, do we say, well, who cares? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to shtaros, right, Gittin works the same as shtaros, so shtaros don't need to be worth a shava pruta. Shtaros don't need to be, maybe you can write any shtar on Isurei Hana, right? We really have two questions here. Is, what's going on by Gerushin, by Gerushin, right? Is it that, you do have a hakna, or you don't need a hakna? And when it comes to shtaros, we say, oh, just like Kiddushin, by Gerushin, you don't need a hakna at all. Or you say, no, right? You need shtar shtaros. Let's say a shtar mecher would actually need to be davar shishbo hana. Davar shishbo kinyan and not Isurei Hana, right? A similar case where pashas, you really do need hakna, would be, let's say, a shtar shechruf, right? For nevi, right? Because you're also being maknahim himself. So in theory, that's a case where he would also need to be kone b'toras shtar, right, in order to be a ben chorin. Would we say over there that, oh, Isurei Hana is going to work? Right? Do we say, you need a nesina, you need a hakna, or no, it's fine that it's on Isurei Hana. Right? Now, why could we be mechalik? Again, when it comes to Gerushin, we have this idea that Gerushin, a lot of the concepts is tied into its identity as a communication, as a written formal declaration and a manifestation of the Das Megarish, right? What's Megarish? The Kasavah Sefer Krisos, V'nasa V'yad V'shilcha Mibesa, Right? In some ways, the get could be viewed as a means to express the v'shilcha mibeisa. It's the act of the breakup. It's a formalization of the breakup. You know, it's the written version of the breakup song almost. But that is ultimately about the communication, as opposed to, let's say, a shtar, right, which might be, you know, much more about it itself embodies the kinyan. And so when the other person gets the shtar, then they also, that triggers the kinyan. So there what really might matter is the formal acquisition of the shtar, which might not be effective by Yisrael Hanan. Okay, so right, we have a few ways of dealing with the question of Yisrael Hanan. Right? What's the problem of Yisrael Hana and why isn't it a problem by Gittin? Okay? So we saw in the Urzarua, he brings down a machlokas between, or a question and answer between the Ravya and Rabbeinu Simcha of Spire. And what happened was, Rabbeinu Simcha said, well, why can't she just, you just write it on her arm? Because if you can write on Yisrael Hana, then ultimately, you're just giving her the words, right? The paper is, you know, valueless. It's kanadalesa, basically. You can't really give it to her because you don't own it. So all you own, all you're giving her is the content, right, are the words. So if you write the words on her hand, then shouldn't that be a good get? Asks Rabbeinu Simcha. Right, so Rav Yas is back, and this is very, very interesting. Right, where's... The Heshiv Lo, Rechukim Heim, they're very different. Ki Hechi Didachinon Umfalginon Ben Yisuri Hana La Ala Shel Zayis Yisham Dechazi Litzarufe. He says, it's the difference between writing on her hand and Yisuri Hana is the same as the difference between Yisuri Hana and Chazi Litzarufe by an Ala Shel Zayis. Why? Afal Gav, Dehashta Mihu Lo Shava Pruta, even though right now it's not worth it Shava Pruta, the same thing is true here. The Isra Hana Ika Nesina, there's definitely an act of acquisition when you give over Yisrael Hana. The Yachal Loholich Hana Liyam HaMelech. The Yisham Adububito Oberov, the Ika Nesina. Right? Yisrael Hana, you're right that right now they don't have any value, but there are cases in which you could end up using it. In which case the object still is relevant and still is valuable. Right, it's not monetarily valuable, but practically it still exists as something that can sometimes be used. In which case, you could actually own it and give it over. Masha inkin biyad hamitgareshes the in kam nesina. Right, as opposed to the yad of mitgareshet, where there's no nesina at all, because you're not giving her anything. Right, it's on her hand. At least by Yisrael Hana, even though they're not usable right now. But and they're not monetarily usable, but practically they are on some level, right? What we would have expected him to say is, "Oh well, Yisrael Hana. At least there's a chafta. Here, there's no chafta, right? But that's not what he says, right? He doesn't say, "Oh, there's a here, there's a chafta. There, there's no chafta." Instead, he says, "Here, there's something which is, you know, has some use to it, something that's worth having." Right, in certain cases, so you could actually have it and give it because it's usable. It's or it's sometimes useful, or it could potentially be useful. Just like in Allah Shel Zayis right now, it's totally useless and worthless. But in theory, it's Chazir of Seruf. It could be used. Since it could be used, the fact that practically it's not useful right now doesn't take away from the fact that it's something you could give and own. Right, and it's very different than what we would have expected. What he's ultimately saying is that we keep the Havanim, right? Meaning ultimately we have two extremes. We have, right, valueless. Right, let's say he's right now. On the other end of the spectrum, we have right, Shabbat Kuta. Right? Here are two worlds. So ultimately, he's tying that. Actually, this is not such a good way of doing it. I should do it. I'm going to do a Venn diagram. I haven't used a Venn diagram in ages. Okay. Here what we do, right? We have our shabbatuta. You see that? It's my pizza, English man. Not so good either, right?
Not so clearly, but we can see well enough. Yeah.
Sorry. Whatever. I'll still do this for now. That's one more, right? That's it. This is right. Shove it. See?
Yeah.
SF, right? And over here, in a different circle, the rest of our Venn diagram, which is, right? Isurei Hana, right? And the word is that there's overlap between Isurei Hana and Shavei Kesef, because there are certain cases where, you know, where let's say Bittul or Lacha Kesef, right? Where you're basically sort of like you're not really getting Hana, so the cases you have overlap, right? So basically, the Rav Yoh says, you think, right, that there's Shavei Kesef, and there's a space in between, right? Nothing going on here. You have two separate worlds. You know, you have a world of things that are about, have monetary value. You have the world of things that are Masur Bahana, right? Over here is Aleph Shel Zayis, right? And here is Shavei Pruta. And then all the way over here, you have the Surah Hana, right? With a giant space in between. And his answer is, that's not true. Right? Really, you have the Venn diagram of Shavei Kesef, and then you have the Surah Hana, right? And they're connected. And really, the Surah Hana are not entirely devoid of monetary value. Right? They're just usually devoid of monetary value. They're not usually useful. But ultimately, there's a connection between them, and it works. And then, on that basis, right, he says, so if it's ultimately Yisurei Hana, then you can still find ways to get Hana from it, and you're still giving her something, which she could be coded. Right? So why does Yisurei Hana work? Because you're Koneh, you can do the Sina because you can monetarily give it. Right? So we started off with the Havamina that it needs to be a Nesina Chashuva Mamon. Then we said it just needs to be any Nesina Mamon. Now we said it needs to be any Nesina Shayachol Leos Mamon. Right? Anything which could be owned, even if it's not, has no value, you can still own it. Right? It's basically as if you don't own it because it's not valuable. But technically, you could still own it, or you could still have it, right? And that's why, again, Rabbi Yisurei Hana works. Okay? So according to this, again, Rabbi Yisurei Hana, right? Why does again Rabbi Yisurei Hana work? Right here, it's over here, you're going to have to come up with something clever, right? You're going to have to say something about, well, there's still a chafza, right? You see all that, right? One way to say is, there's still a chafza, and since there's a chafza, you can give it over. The alternative, over here, the Rabbi Yoh says, no, right? You're still being mad, right? There's a hakana. Right? And therefore, since you have hakana gemura, because you have cases of bittul and whatnot, so it's much better than when she's written on her hand because there's no actual, you're not giving her anything at all. Okay, so now, right, he's ultimately keeping the Havamina that you need to monetarily be maknet. He's just saying in case of Yisurei Hana, you do. Okay. The Yerushalmi has a similar discussion, but it actually doesn't have it as something that's so clear cut. I kasval adarashu Yisurei Hana. Tani Reb Chanin, Maisa Balifnei Rebbe, V'Amar Harizu Megureshes, Reb Lazar Amar Ina Megureshes. Oh. Right? Beautiful. According to the Yerushalmi, The answer of wow, like you can really use Isurei Hana. The answer of Nushami is not really, right? It depends. And this is the Rav Hiya. It's down to the Rav Hiya. And Nushami says, Rebbe thinks, Rebbe says it works. Oh, this is great. I don't know how to do this on the board, actually. Rebbe thinks Isurei Hana works. Actually, let me erase the board. Migureshes. Rebbe Blazer says, Ina Migureshes. I'm not really sure how to do this on the board right now with the Venn diagram. I'm going to have to erase the Venn diagram. Right? So Rebbe Blazer says, you're right. It doesn't work. Why should it work? You don't own Isurei Hana, right? And if you don't own Isurei Hana, then you can't give it over. Now, what's interesting is that Rebbe doesn't necessarily sound like he is arguing fundamentally about our relationship to Isurei Hana. In the Bavli, it's much easier to say what the Rav Hiya says, right? Because he's saying, oh, actually, you do own it. Right? So in the Yushami, though, there's someone who argues. Right? Rebbe Elazar says it doesn't work. Now, it could be that Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar are arguing about the nature of Isurei Hana, right? Or they're arguing about the nature of Nesinas Get. So look at the continuation of the Yushami. Amar Rebbe Zera, Havin Rabbanan Pligin, Manda Amar Ina Mikudashas, Ina Migureshas, Umanda Amar Mikudashas, Migureshas. Okay, there's a machlokes Rabbanon, the one who says that she's ina migureshes, Rabbi Lazar, would also say ina mikudeshes. Chavraya amrin lechumrin, and the Chavraya say that each one goes lechumra, right? The rimachna. Basically, that in gerushin we'd say ina migureshes lechumra, and by kiddushin we'd say mikudeshes lechumra. Okay, what's Reb Zera saying? Reb Zera is saying we would equate this to Shtar Kiddushin, right? The same thing that we'd say by Gerushin, we'd say by Kiddushin. While the other sheet says not necessarily. Okay, Reb Yosi ba ma'u l'chumrin, inu k'deshes m'gureshes, ha'inu l'chumrin, inu m'gureshes m'gureshes, ha'inu l'chumrin, ma'u k'din, rabbanin, b'kesarin, b'shem Reb Yaakov bar Acha, Man amar migureshes mikudeshes isur hana midivrehem. We say no. What's the distinction? Really, according to the Deah who says that a get on Isurei Hana works, that's only when it's an isur hana midrabana. Uman amar ena migureshes mikudeshes. The man amar who says that she's not migureshes, but it would work by. Kiddushin. Isra Hana Midvar Torah. Right? How about Isra Midivrehem Mikudeshes? By Isra Hana Midrabanon, she would be Mikudeshes. Okay? The one who says that she's Migureshes, like Gerushin works, and Mikudeshes is by Isra Hana Derabanon. Since it's only Isra Hana Derabanon, Bidiyeved, it works. Right? But when it comes to Isra Hana, the Oraisa, she's not Migureshes. Right? Migureshes. Mada Amar. Ina Migureshes. And that she's not Migureshes. Mikudeshes. But she would be Mikudeshes. Isra Hana Midvar Torah. Haba Isra Hana Midvrei Mikudeshes. I think it should say Ina Mikudeshes over here. Yeah, sorry. She's going to say, I think it should say Ina Mikudeshes.
Okay, it's Misafik. That's like we said before, like the Chumra.
Oh, right, maybe, interesting. Right, I have to check there yourselves, but yeah, it could be that he's saying also here, Dafko the Chumra. Hina Migresh is Chumra, and Mikudash is Chumra, by Yisra Hana, Midarais. Okay. Okay, so what's interesting here? So here, in the Yushami, we're potentially saying, that's not necessarily true that we would say the same thing by Gittin and Kiddushin, right? If you look at the Rajba, The Rajma says, Sha'alta, Almash and Nadra Hanami Ploni, Vikitcha She'ena Kidushin, Im no Markein, Mekadesh Bishtar, Achar Sha'ef Shalifto Valisari Hana Im Lav. So he says, Aval Gam, the Stama Amruha, Lahi de Shalchumitam, Vikam Behochasa, Velo Chalfan Ben Israel de Devrehem Lishal Torah, right? In our Gemara, we say, Kasa Valisari Hana is Migurashas, it works. Mikomakom, Kiva de Pirshu Allah, Behedya, the Lo Itmara Elabi Sur Darabanan, Naktinan Kivase, Avogav de Gemara is Namra Kivasa Stam. The Yushalmi says that Rabbi Lazar says that, basically, Yushalmi says that only word is true by Darab, Israel Hana Darabanan, by Israel Hana Daraisa, it doesn't work. Right? The Bavli just says that it always works. Right? He says, Mikomakom Afilu Timsi Lomar de Gabrinan, Pliga Agamara de Bnei Marava, even if you say our Gemara argues on the Gemara of the Westerners, meaning the Yushalmi, Ukasabar Bigamara de Loshna bi Isurehana de Rabanan, Veloshna bi de Oraisa Migureshes, and you hold that it doesn't matter by Isra, whether it's Isra Hana de Raisa de Rabanan, it works. Filohachi Ligabi Kidushin lo Ashkechan Bigamara Nahi. He says, okay, that's true. When it comes to Kiddushin, our Gemara never says that it works for Kiddushin, if it's Nechtav Al Yisurei Hana. Right? So what's interesting, how does that make sense to say? Right? Where's that coming from? If we're talking here, if we're talking about the Svara of the Ravya, does it make sense to be Mechale between Gittin and Kiddushin?
Not really, because he says there's a proper Nisina because there's some sort of monetary value to an Isra Hana.
Exactly, right? According to the Ravya, there's no reason to be Mechalik. Because ultimately, what's he kind of saying? Yeah, there really is overlap. It really is domet to something with value. And Olesh Ozayas has 0.00001, right? Isra Hana has a question mark value, right? So if you're really trying to figure out how much something is worth, what Rabbi Yah will tell you, a Shabbat Kassim is worth, you know, you have things which are worth, right, a Pruta. You have an Alash Azayas, which is, let's say, 0.001 of a Pruta. And over here, right, in the Yisrael Hanak category, you have 0.00 question, you know? It's like a, I'm not sure how to describe it. It's sort of like a quantum function. It's in a quantum state of like questionable potential value, right? And Allah Shalai actually has value, minuscule, but it does, right? Yisrael Hana have a quantum state of value. And they're sort of in limbo, legabe there, in their value, they have potential value, right? Or they have, in some states, they can have value, right? So they're omeg v'taloi, right? They're stuck. In which case, of course, when it comes to Kiddushin, you could do the Nesina of the Shtar, just like a regular Shtar Kiddushin doesn't need to be Shabbat Pruta. Any, the Shtar is the Shtar. It's important thing is that it's a Shtar, not that it's worth money. So according to this, right, for Kiddushin, right, it should also work. According to Yushami, and the Rajva, definitely, the Rajva says, you know, not really. And the Rajva says, Gittin, yes. Kiddushin, no. So the question is, why is that going to be true? So then that leaves us with a, definitely doesn't need to work according to the Rajva. What we have to say is that even though, you know, Yisrael Hana are valueless, and you can't really be makna them. You can't transfer ownership. So it's not the fact that she's getting ownership over the shtar which creates confusion, gerushin. Must be something about the theft. In which case, you could be distinguished between gittin and confusion. Right? When it comes to gittin, by kiddushin, there's a formal hakna, right? They're creating a formal legal connection between them. When it comes to gerushin, even though it also is being done in the shtar, what's important is more the, let's say, the chefta, the communication, and not the owning of the shtar, which is capable of creating the king. How can that be? So the Ksilus is bothered by something else, but he gets into our issue, and he has a fascinating answer. Okay? He says, I don't get it, right? How can we say by an Eved, by an Isha, the Kita V'yad Aban Ka'achas, if you give a shtar, a get into her Roshos, it works, even though, you know, at the time of the giving of the shtar, he technically has monetary rights to her chatzer, right? He's the financial, he technically has financial management rights, because nechsei tzon barzel, right? So he says, nirei to get shiny. It must be that a get is different than a shtar matana, because a shtar matana done that way wouldn't work, right? Because who's monetarily going to own it? What falls into the chatzer? He is. So he wouldn't be able to be maknah by giving a shtar into a sadeh, which he owns, which he's planning on giving to somebody else. Nira to get shiny, to get ish of the eved lo by zechia, she yizke derech zechia. It's not about zechia. You don't actually need to transfer monetary ownership. Right? Oopsies, I should just get bolded. Kiva the ish of eved bal korchach, the id zechia bal korchach. When it comes to gerushin, the important thing is the nesina, is the actual process of giving it over, not the fact that you're transferring monetary ownership. You're not giving it to her so that she could make a kinyan. You're giving it to her so that she could have the get and be megoresh. The chim be'eved v'leka toras zechira zechia v'hakna bal karsach. U'mehai taim v'na minir b'ha de'kaim alan kasval yisturi hana kasher. Right? And that's exactly, and that reminds us of what the Rashi says. He said, look at the very Vash, as opposed to Kiddushin, where you're creating a Kenyan, right? That's what creates the legal relationship between them, and then needs actual transfer of the Shtar. That shekasval yisuri hana isn't going to work, right? Is that going to be true according to the Ravya, right, or Rabbi Lazar and the Yushalmi? Oh, so lovely, yes, but that was replied to everything. According to the Ravya, no, right? Shtar matana and yisuri hana should also work. Ubisuri hana lo shayach toras zechia. So when it comes to a matana, it's not going to work, right? And by kiddushin, if it works, it would only, the Ktos thinks it would work, but because of Makish Havaya Litzia, which the Iskash should be Atzavahisa, that's an interesting question, right? Once it's true by Kiddushin, by Gerushin, maybe it's also true by Kiddushin, which is very nice, because what's that show? Kivin lo be'inan beged isha ve'eved, Torah Zechia, b'shtar, al-venasim b'yada u'b'chatzira. The Ktos adds on another step, and he says, actually, right, what would we assume? What does the Rashi say? He says it doesn't work for Kiddushin, it does work by Gittin, because Kiddushin uses a Kinyan, and Gittin doesn't. Says the Niktos, actually, no, right? It would also, the Niktos says, right, so it says it works by Gittin, and it works by Kiddushin. And the reason why is because it's Maisa Nesina. By Kiddushin, we always think, oh, right, Kiddushin is a Kenyan. So Kiddushin's not a Kenyan, right? It's a Nesina. If you give over a Shtar Kiddushin, you're not creating a Kenyan, not even in a formalistic sense. Right, what you're actually doing is the same thing you do by a get, which is, a get is a breakup letter. And essentially, keeping our shtar kiddushin is like a love letter. It's a commitment to be married, right? To keep and to hold, you know, till get shall we part. So essentially what he's saying is that we always assume that kiddushin, it uses the shtar, it uses kesef, it's using the means of kinyanin. In which case, Yisrei Hana If they don't work by kiddushin, they shouldn't work by kiddushin, which is what the Rashba says, right? It says gittin, right, is about the nesina. As long as you give over the chefta and you communicate it, great. When it comes to kiddushin, you start giving ishos by creating a formal relationship between them using kinyan, right? Not being koneher, but you perform a kinyan, which shows the creation of a formal relationship between them. The Nefso says, nah, you're not even that, right? It's actually similar to what we're saying by gittin. It's the statement of the relationship between them, which you, by gittin is a breakup, right? It's being megarish. By kiddushin, it's about creating the ishus, but it actually is not even a kinyan. So you don't need her to be koneh the shtar kiddushin. She doesn't need to own the shtar kiddushin. Right? Unlike a shtar mechar or something like that. Because it's just about the statement of intent. It's about the communication, in which case, she doesn't need to own it, and if you wrote it in a Nisir Hana, it would work. Right? That's very mishmat, because the Rashba doesn't say that. The Rashba assumes that they're different. Interestingly, as awesome and amazing and geschmack as this is, Reb Chaim seems to think that that's not true. He disagrees with the Ketos. Debelo haniar lo hevi nesina klal, and he's very bothered by Yisrei Hana. Right? Right after something becomes Yisrei Hana, you can't sell it, and you can't transfer bailus. Like a shor haniskal is asur b'hana, and after gmaradino, machro eno machro, hefkiro eno mufkar. Right? Eno yachol afkia Yisrei Hana mershusa. You can't make Yisrei Hana leave your rishus. And if you can't do that, right? Im kein ha-hevi kemo ha-reze gitech v'ni'er shali de'ene megureshes. You can't transfer ownership of Yisrei Hana because you don't have control over it. In which case, how is it that Yisrei Hana is going to work, right? If you give over a get of Yisrei Hana, it doesn't work. And he says like this. If you think that you could give over a get but keep the paper and only communicate, then what should you be able to do? You should be able to say, Hare ze gitech, but I own the piece of paper. I'll give you the get, the OCOs, but I'm not giving you the actual paper. So, right, in general, most people seem to think, most posts can think that wouldn't work. The time of the Bilsa, the Amrinan, but Hare ze gitech, manir shali, the enemy gureshes. So that you could say that's okay. Right? It says not that's actually the Mian, I think. Because then he's not really giving it over. Right? He's not giving it over to the best of his ability. Which is cool, because then we're saying it's about his intent. Right? Here, since he's giving it over to the best of intent, his capabilities, that's good enough. But I'll have to summary that time you show the below Hanir, lo heavy misina. In Cain, Gamacha, right? How could it be that you're Megarish if you're not giving over the paper and you can't give over the paper because Yisrei Hana? Right? So he's clearly against the Ravya, right? Who's saying that you could really give over the paper because you can't, right? He's saying you can't give over the paper at all because Yisrei Hana. And that's his whole emphasis. So what are you going to do, right? And he leaves it as a tzarachin. He says, I just don't know, right? Because if you think it's about Nesina, then he has a problem, because then why do you have a problem of Hareze Gitech Vanir Shali? Right? You didn't give over the air, so it's not Nesina. But here you also didn't give over the piece of paper. Now it could be, I think you could just be Mechalik and say, there's a difference between giving over the paper and maintaining ownership and not actually wanting to give her the paper, right? In a case where you are giving over the paper, just she doesn't actually acquire it, right? I think the question of ownership versus possession could potentially be relevant. If he maintains possession, right, and legal rights to it, then that's not an asina. As opposed to a case where there's no outstanding legal rights to it, so then she has full possession, even though she doesn't own it. It's almost like in football, if the guy gets, you know, possession of the ball, he doesn't necessarily get to keep it at the end of the day, right? Like for the duration of the play, like he, you know, he had possession of the ball. So, but if a guy, so if he doesn't have full possession and someone has a hand on it, then it's still going to be, you know, going to be muta b'safek. Okay, so anyway, that's, Reb Chaim's really bothered by this. He thinks that you got to go to either extreme. You either got to say it's all about nisina and not about kinyan, in which case you could actually, you know, you can't say that there's a problem if you don't give over the paper. As long as you gave over the, you know, you gave it over as osios, that should be good enough. And very similar to Rabbi Simcha's question. And then on the other hand, he says, okay, and if you think that is a problem, then how can it be okay with Yisira Hana? So he really, you know, seems to accept like the Yushami's main point, which is, look, you need to actually give over the shtar. Okay, there's one interesting nafkamina. The Rambam says, ala kol kosvin, as I get, afilu al Yisira Hana. Okay, in his list of, you know, you could write it on whatever it is you want to write it. Tosfos, however, points out, wait a second, Kasvo Yisrei Hana, Kasher, Afal Gav De Aser Lichtov, Da Mehani Yisrei Hana. He says, wait a second, I don't get it. It's Aser to get Hana from Yisrei Hana, right? That's why they're called Yisrei Hana. But the Rambam doesn't sound like it's Aser, right? He says, okay, you can write it on anything, even Yisrei Hana. So you have two interesting questions. One, does Tosfos say that it's usher because you're saving money or because you're using it? Right? You hear that distinction? When you write again on Yisrei Hana, what do we see you doing? Are you using the Yisrei Hana or you're saving money on the fact that you don't need to write other stuff? Is writing a get on something using it, or no? Just you. It's the basis. You know, practically, it's the basis of your get, but it's not necessarily that you're actually using the Yisrei Hana. It's a hitzetupsi. It's a platform upon which you're presenting the get. Okay. Now you're right that you're saving money on the paper, right? So you're getting Hana derech agav, but you're not using Yisrei Hana. Okay, that's one question. What's Tosfos saying? Number two is, what's the Rambam saying? Is the Rambam saying that it's mutter, it's fine? Or is he saying, if you did, there's no gittin problem. Oh, you're getting Hana from Yisrei Hana. You know, tick, tick, tick on you. Right? See Hilchus Yisrei Hana for the fact that you're a bad guy. Okay? But what if you take things at Kipshutam, the fact that the Rambam thinks that you are, that it at least seems that you could really just use the Yisrei Hana for writing a get, definitely works very nicely in the perspective that it's about the nesina, right? It's not that you have this chefta shel get and you're giving over the chefta shel get and it's this object that you've created and empowered and now we're giving over to her and then it goes into effect, right? It sounds more, and this is actually very consistent with everything we've seen in the Rambam the last couple of weeks, right? The Rambam seems to think that the ikar is the communication. You can write it, right, b'chol lashon shemeivin, or b'chol stav shemeivin, as long as it's clear, as long as it's going, and right, davar shel kayama is fine, you don't really need it to be precious, you wouldn't need it to be tried, right, you just need it to practically be effective and lasting, right, it's all about the practical usefulness. So if the Rambam thinks that's about the communication, you might not even have a problem of using Yisrei Hana. Because the real point is the communication. You're right that the paper that it was on was Yisrei Hana, but the paper isn't doing the communication, right? The ink, the writing is the communication. The paper is just something that the writing is on. As opposed to, let's say, for Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, right? The paper is actually very important, right? It's part of the Chefza Shel Sefer Torah. When it comes to a get, it's really the communication. It needs to be written communication. But that's just a medium, right? It's the media by which you communicate the Das Lagarish. Tosfos, on the other hand, might say, like the Rav Yah, one of the Baalei Tosfos, that what you're really doing is you're creating a get. It's a shtar. It's a shtar that creates a chalos that you give over, and when by being kone the shtar, that triggers gerushin, right? So you made a get. The get physically is this object. It has this potential energy in it to be Megaresh, right? You give it over. So you take, you're acting as you own it. So you're really using Isurei Hana, right? So actually could, I mean, it's not necessarily 100%, but just Lefi Pshuto Shotvarim, Tosos clearly definitely thinks that there's, you're using it, and that's also therefore because Isurei Hana, and you're getting Hana from it. And the Rambam seems to say, I'm like, oh, no, it's totally fine. So if the Rambam really is Lashitaso, that it's about the communication, and it's all about Messina, right, then bam, fine, right? As opposed to Tosos, and let's say the Rav Yah, who see, no, you really, you're creating a shtar that you need to then be maknet, so you're really giving over the get, which is on Isurei Hana, which means you're actually using Isurei Hana. It's not just a platform for your communication. Okay, so that happens to be a good nafkamina to this whole discussion. And what we've just seen is, you know, the Gemara really starts off with this assumption of a very strong, you need to write it and then hand it over and be maknet, and it needs to be a significant monetary interaction. It definitely pairs back on the monetary level. Our question is, right, does it totally get rid of the whole connection to Hakanah and Shtaros or not? Right, Rav Yah says, no, it still has some sort of value, right? Somewhere in the Venn diagram, the Rajba and the Ksos say totally, totally it's about the Nesina. And the Nafkamina would be whether or not, if you actually use the Isurei Hana, did you use the Isurei Hana? Or no, your Isurei Hana was simply a platform for the communication. Okay, Shvech.